Chapter 3
"Millicent, what is that stain on your uniform?" my father inquired, shooting me a quick glance as he drove me back to school, where I had an after-hours interview, and he had football practice to conduct. He wrinkled his nose. "And why do you smell like rancid butter?"
"I had a little accident with the dispenser," I admitted, wiping ineffectually at the oil slick on the hideous gold-buttoned red polyester shirt I was required to wear at the theater, where I was scheduled to work that night. The uniform was supposed to resemble an usher's get-up from the Laster Bijou's silent movie heyday, but I was pretty sure I looked more like an organ grinder's monkey in a fright wig. "Can we please go back home so I can get a jacket?" I begged yet again. "I'll just run in quick."
"I asked you twice if you had everything you needed before we left," Dad cut me off. "This is a lesson in responsibility."
Actually, it was going to be a lesson in humiliation, because all the football players and cheerleaders would be at school too.
"Weren't you supposed to do this story days ago?" Dad added, turning on to the winding road to the high school, which was located just outside the quaint little town he ruled with an iron fist. "I remember you mentioning a lame article about stadium repairs quite a while back."
"Actually, it was due eons ago," I informed him. In fact, I'd deliberately delayed another 6 days after Viv had given me her 2-day warning in the gym. "But I can't give my editor the satisfaction of thinking she's really my boss." Dad gave me another look.
"Millie, she is your boss."
"Well, in that case, I'm supposed to get a quote from you," I said without bothering to retrieve my notebook. Ever since the cancer cluster debacle, my father had distanced himself from anything school-related except football. He could never wean himself off that addiction.